Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, Joe Steinkamp, following a 96-64 loss to the University of Dubuque. And coach, just initial thoughts after what was a tough pill to swallow here against the Spartans.
Yeah, you're right. It was a tough one to swallow. I think first give them credit. They came out and shot the lights out in that first half, and they're extremely physical with us inside. And then on the other end, you know, our shots didn't fall, and kind of an emotional day here for them being senior night. And it just kind of snowballed on us and got out of hand early, and we were never really able to make a comeback.
And you mentioned it, I mean, just answers. I mean, there's really not much you can do at a team that's shooting lights out there. What are the things you're telling the guys in the timeouts there when you're facing a team that goes 11 of 17 from beyond the arc in the first half?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of them were just too good a look, so we just tried to focus on contesting better. And really, we talked more about the rebounding than anything. That was just disappointing for us to get out rebounding. That's one of our calling cards. We're, you know, one of the best rebounding teams in the country, you know, coming into the game. And, you know, Dubuque's a very athletic, very physical team, and they were just the aggressor on the loose balls and the rebounds. And they really made us pay today.
And Josh Van Gorp has been on a scoring rampage for you guys here as of late, and he ends up leading the team in scoring again, but it was a lot of work and nothing. It never really felt like he was able to get into a rhythm, and just the offense itself wasn't able to get into a rhythm. You mentioned some of that physicality. How big of a factor in this game was just the way that they played inside and not allowing Josh to really get going?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it was. They just have a lot of physicality, a lot more weight than maybe other teams that we've seen do. And, you know, I think we missed some early ones. And then, yeah, just their offense just kind of happened. You know, they had a couple guys shoot at a really high level. We're shooting some deep threes. And, you know, with some of our, you know, defensive principles, we had to kind of change some stuff because the guys made some threes and switched the matchups up. But that's basketball. You know, we just have to kind of flush this game. Got another big one on Wednesday against Nebraska Wesleyan. They're the one team in the league that we haven't beat this year. So it's important for us that we don't get swept by anybody. And looking forward to get back playing better basketball later next week.
You talk about flushing this one and getting back on track against Nebraska Wesleyan. They're, you know, the American Rivers Conference is so deep this year, and a lot of great teams throughout the league. And Wesleyan's a different team entirely from Dubuque. So what's the way that you just flush this one and get mentally prepared to go back to Nebraska Wesleyan and make sure that the guys on the team don't hold over anything from this contest?
Yeah, we have a veteran group. I have a lot of faith that they'll bounce back. You're right, Nebraska Wesleyan, it's just a completely different game. They play the zone, just a stifling defense in a different way. So we'll have to regroup, get organized, kind of a different kind of game plan to go up there and play against that zone. But like I said, I'm really confident that our guys will be ready. And it's another big game on Wednesday. Still a lot to be played for, just with who plays who in the conference here. It's still conference championship is up for grabs. So just excited to get back at it.
You mentioned the conference race still being up for grabs. Looking at that, what's kind of the message to the guys, knowing that you got senior day, you've got an emotional day coming up as well on Saturday against Luther, but then also with a road game to Nebraska Wesleyan, making sure that they just finish the season on the right note. And as you guys try to go back to the American Rivers Conference Tournament and avenge last year's placement there in the tourney.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one game at a time for us. So, you know, we've kind of said all along, we win and it kind of takes care of itself. So just one game at a time. Nebraska Wesleyan's next. Then we'll worry about Luther and then whoever we get matched up with in the conference tournament. But we were playing really well up until this game. Really hoping just kind of a one game deal, and we can get up back on the winning way.
We hope so too. Coach Steinkamp, I know it's a tough one to talk about, but appreciate you taking the time to speak with us on it, and best of luck in turning it around on Wednesday against Nebraska Wesleyan.
Great, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Joe Steinkamp, head coach of the Central College men's basketball team, following 96-64 loss to Dubuque on Saturday, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.